Hello. Welcome to Almost 30 Podcast. It's Lindsay and Krista. How are we doing?
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
I'm wearing these old raggedy sweatpants so I can take a big old breath.
And a silk top, baby.
And a silk top. Someone said I look like a sexy anchor woman. It's great. You know what's crazy? How anchor women always wear fucking tank. Like they always have their arms showing. How?
Yeah. I worked when I was a fit model for this brand. It was a brand that every anchor woman would buy dresses from. You know?
Yes, I could totally know.
And
I used to buy that brand at TJ Maxx when I was like 14 and I'd be wearing pencil skirts and shit. Like honestly, I dressed like a CEO when I was like 15 in Ohio. I would wear pointy shoes, pencil skirts, button downs. It was very weird times.
What were you doing? Going to interviews?
Honestly, yeah. It was like The Limited was cool. Remember that?
Oh, of course.
The Limited was cool. White House, Black Market. Like there was, what else? Banana Republic. Like the stores that were really popular were like very businesswoman-y.
How fucked up that I felt my maturity only through what stores that I was able to shop at.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I was like, wow, I'm at The Limited.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm at this point in my life.
I was that limited too. Yeah. I actually, one time I stole my mom's credit card and I went shopping at Ann Taylor Loft, as you do as a 16-year-old.
No Talbots?
I bought like 20 cardigans probably. And I came home and I was like, that was dope. That was so easy and that was so dope. And literally 20 minutes later, my mom was like, did you take my credit card? And I was like, didn't know how credit cards worked.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, she'll never know. I'm just going to take her credit card, like whatever. And I was so blown away that they accepted the credit card and like let it go through. Oh my God, it was shining moment. I was 16.
Oh, okay.
And I was just figuring out how credit cards worked and I was just trying to see like what was going on.
They could have gotten in trouble at that store.
I know. I know, it's funny. It's like, do I look like a Terry? I'm literally a 16-year-old girl. You're like, am I Terry to you?
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Oh my God.
But yeah, oh my gosh, you guys, I had to tell you. Your girl saw an alien. Two alien spaceships 3 weeks ago in Joshua Tree. Mm-hmm. So we had been in Yucca Valley the weekend before doing a photo shoot. And even when we were there, I was scared. I'm always scared in the desert. It's very
especially
scary.
The places that we've been lately. Dude, in the middle of freaking
in
nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere. And like, it was honestly, I was sleeping. I was like, I'm going to get the master bedroom like an asshole. And then I'm trying to sleep for 10 minutes and I was scared. So I went in Lindsay's room. She locked the door.
So yeah, because I was kind of scared.
I know, honestly. So I woke her up because I was so scared.
Not because I knew Krista would get up.
But
in
I was
kind of
praying. I'm like, during the day, I'm like, I want to see some sort of alien sign. I'm like, I want to make contact somehow. And I was too scared that weekend. So the next weekend when I went for one of my friend's birthdays, her name's Crystal. It was like five of us. And we were there and I was like, oh, I want to see something with alien, but I get too scared. I just get a little bit too scared to actually connect or make contact with aliens. So I was like, oh, another weekend. It was Sunday after we had, you know, hung out. We had like a ceremony and stuff. And Sunday morning, I was like, oh, another weekend went by where I didn't make any alien contact in the desert when I really wanted to. I keep talking big game about aliens and I'm not doing shit about it. And I look at my phone. I'm like, I need to post a picture, whatever. And I'm scrolling through and I see this like beautiful sunset with a Joshua tree. I'm like, perfect. This will be the cover photo. I need a good sunset in my feed. And I look closely and I'm like, what is that? I'm like, that's not the moon. And I'm like, oh my God, that's not the sun. And there was the moon on the left and to the right, there was these literal two golden disks flying on top of one another. You can even see the top on one of them. It's on my feed right now. If you look for the Joshua tree sunset photo. And it is so clearly spacecraft.
So clear.
How perfectly cylindrical the disks are. It can't be a solar flare. It's not a plane. It's not like, and in the desert, there's no like spotlights. There's no light pollution. And I can't believe that it's my photo.
It's funny because did you see, so you didn't,
I didn't see it
when
I
you
took the
took
photo.
It. So sometimes with photos and video, I'm wondering what that is where you can capture, it's almost like, it captures like orbs in a way that's more clear than the human eye.
Yes.
But yeah, it was really, really clear.
So clear. I honestly was like, I need to submit this to her. I was like, what hashtags do I have to use, Greer, honestly, to get like press for this alien spaceship photo? It honestly doesn't even seem real. It's and so
how gentle, because you were scared.
How gentle.
So it's just like you saw this in a photo.
Two beautiful golden discs.
I was in Big Bear with my brother. Well, it was just me and then my brother joined me. And it was one night and we were just like looking at the stars and we were kind of having like a very deep breakdown of a conversation, but super heart open. Like it was really good. And I look up and I see a UFO and I'd never seen one before. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, is that a plane? And I confirmed with our friend Bree, because I was like, what is this? Because she's pretty good at being like, no, that's not it. And like, and it was kind of this inconsistent, like glow that kind of like popped in and out. But I just thought about like, what about that experience that night with my brother made that possible? And I think it was that like heart opening.
Yes.
You know, just like very much, or the heart coherence, I think is what like, you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about. Bree's done like a bunch of heart coherence meditations and that's really helped her to see different like crafts and
I totally and think that's it. That's why cool. People when they're on mushrooms and stuff.
Yes.
Or exactly. When they're on ayahuasca are able to see beings. And we were doing our thing. And so I think it was in the morning. It was before, but it was because we were sort of in that frequency of like having an open heart. It's so wild.
You gotta get the CE5 app.
I know, I'm gonna do that.
Do little meditations.
I'm gonna do that when it's hard to do it in LA. I'm like, I don't know what kind of.
Oh, in LA, I can't.
This is like a spiritual flea market. There's like, what kind of things are happening?
Yeah, you gotta be like middle of nowhere, nature.
Middle of nowhere. The type of energies that exist in LA from a spiritual perspective are so wild.
Mm-hmm.
I had this like witch come in my room the other night and I was like, get the fuck out. She was like confusing me in my sleep. I was like, get out of here. And I was just like, what are you guys doing? What's happening? And I was like, there's like, that's very weird. But anyways, so that's my alien story, guys. I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
On our way.
I'm on my way.
Out of Earth.
Out of Earth. And I'm excited about sacredness. Can we talk a little bit about sacredness? Yeah. So you guys knew we talked about Sacredness of Being Single program, which we closed enrollment for, but now it's been happening and it is so beautiful.
Yeah, I've just been really taken aback by the like courage of women coming into the program from all different experiences. It's not just like single girls in their 20s, you know, it's like women who have recently gone through a divorce or were in an abusive relationship for years and just find themselves always needing to be in a relationship and following. Or, I mean, there's one woman who hasn't been in a relationship for 11 years and has been like a conscious choice and been kind of part of her spiritual journey, but feels her partner kind of close. She really wants to, you know, just kind of like solidify the work that she's been doing in community in this way. So yeah, I'm just blown away. And I just think that, you know, we as like women in community, again, it's always healing me and, you know, us in a lot of ways. But wow, when we are in our power, open-hearted, not judging ourselves, which ultimately just makes us non-judgmental of others, it is like a vortex of healing. It's so cool. So yeah, it's been great to do this focused work. It's 6 weeks and they do a self-study during the week, just supported by, you know, materials that I've created for them, like meditations and integrations and affirmations, writing exercises. And then we meet every single Sunday in a circle. And that's 2 hours. And we really go deep. They'll break out into breakout rooms of like one-on-ones. And it's been profound. So I'm really grateful. Really grateful.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. My goodness. I'm just freaking excited about it. I'm so grateful for the women that are in it. It's a solid group.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's a lot of babes there, which is really exciting. And to have the courage to, it's almost like admitting it. You know, because sometimes you so badly don't want to be single. You're like, I'm admitting I'm single and I'm doing this group work.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think that common thread is really, is really comforting for the women. As hard as it is, it's like, okay. One, I'm not alone, but also like I can really talk openly with this group because they have that common thread. So
100%. It's amazing. And then after the program's over, we can keep you guys posted if enrollment opens for that soon. And then we're gearing up for our next program that's going to be happening later in the fall. And then we have some exciting things going on with Podcast Pro. We're going to be doing our launch program. So we're going to be helping take people through the process in like a very tactical, strategic way of how to launch their podcast successfully. Just basically what we've learned over the years. And then the grow and monetize one. So we're going to help people, again, like the accelerator program from last year, which was so successful. We're going to take them through the grow and accelerator program, which will be really beautiful.
I've been stalking our accelerator group.
I can't believe it.
It's insane. It's insane.
I can't believe it.
Jamie Scrimger has tripled her downloads. Yep. Okay, Sis is like killing it on in their podcast, but also on IG. They just have really stepped into like...
Same with Done With Adulting.
Yes. Done With Adulting. I think they sold out their merch again.
Dude, all of them. Every single person in our accelerator program is just doing amazing. So we're excited about that stuff happening later this year and everything else, just almost30.com. If you guys have any suggestions for courses or programs you want us to do, feel free to share. Might not happen. Oh, we love.
Can't make any promises.
Yeah, literally. Don't stress me out, but hey, the door's open. Do, but don't. Today's interview with Sophia Amoruso,
baddest
chick online.
She's back.
She's a little rail dog. She's so skinny. So cute.
That's her like natural,
of course.
Balanced body.
I think
body
we talked
shape.
About her diet because she was doing keto last time she was on the pod when she came in studio. So Sophia's been on before. It's so interesting if we think about when she was on previously, what was going on then, and then it's sort of what's happening now with her. And it really seems like such a beautiful trajectory that she's been on. And what we love about Sophia is how intuition led she is. I think that's a pillar of Almost 30 and what we do is being led by our intuitions and doing things differently and not being afraid to fail, not being afraid to be judged by others or make decisions that work for us that may not work for others. And Sophia is one of those people. She left Girl Boss and she's now started her own company called Business Class, which is sort of like an MBA program that she walks people through the entrepreneurial journey in like a group online setting.
Yeah. The branding is...
It's so Sophia.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
And so important. And I think that's probably a part of... because I haven't taken the course, but like I'm sure she touches on that because that's been such a strong point of every one of her brands is that branding, that aesthetic. But what I also love about Sophia is just her... And I know it hasn't been easy, but just her willingness to like... move on when it's no longer serving her, you know?
Yes.
And some of it has been like kind of earth shattering, like the bankruptcy with Nasty Gal and all these things, but
very
like,
public failures.
Very public, but she's funny and she just takes it in stride, at least, you know, someone looking on from the public view. And I just love her for that. And she also talks about just how she is very focused on her career now and how much space that creates for her to receive her life that she's created. And I think that's so important, you know, and I think it's easier said than done. And also she's in a position where she's had so many different iterations of her career, successes. And so I think there is a lot of space for her to do that and take the time to receive her life. But I think we can do that in small ways. You know, as we're building something, I think it's really important because all of a sudden you could wake up after so many years and just be like exhausted and you have yet to really receive like your recent episode, like your, the
fruits
essence
of
your life, you know,
the fruits of your damn labor. And at some point it's like, what's, you know, when you're in that, the game of big money and big companies like that, it's like, what even is $30 million? Mm-hmm. You know, like, what is this?
I mean, that would be nice.
I know.
What is it? That would be nice.
What is it? It's nice. But it's also
I know what
like,
you mean.
But what like, is it for life?
It's like, when do you stop?
Yes.
Or when do you say like,
yes, I want to enjoy my life.
I can live on this.
Yes.
Or invest this and chill.
I can enjoy my life at you know, a couple million, whatever it is. So this is a super casual conversation. This is really relaxed, you know, kind of us catching up and us talking about the transition, leaving Girl Boss and business class. So yeah. I think it'll be a really easy listen and for you guys. And we just always love having Sophia on. So we're really grateful for that. So once again, almost30.com for all of our courses, all of our programs. If you're interested in starting a podcast or you want to help monetize it, you can find Podcast Pro on the Almost 30 site. And then Almost 30 Podcast on Instagram. We post reels and inspirational quotes and videos from our guests. And it's just a great place to be.
Love you guys so much. Share this episode with a friend or any other episodes from Almost 30 that really help spread the word about what we're doing here. And it's just like a nice little gift for your friends. Just for them to know that you're thinking about them. All right, enjoy this one. Make sure you're subscribed so we can be in your inbox every single week. And we will see you on the other side.
We'll see you guys soon.
Okay, I need to introduce you to a revolutionary new app, Superhuman. I have been doing these Superhuman activations every single morning for the last 3 weeks. Let me just tell you, I kind of fell off of my game after I had the baby. Most of my time and energy was going to him, still is, but I have been able to carve out time in the morning before I get into the swing with him. And I've been doing these activations. I do a lot of the shorter ones because I don't have a ton of time. But let me just say, this is new. Like, this is a new type of audio that are super energizing and really specifically designed to transform you into your future self. So I know a lot of us want to manifest things. I know a lot of us are thinking about planning for the future, but a lot of us feel stuck. And so I've just felt like this has unstuck me in just the most beautiful way. So I've been doing a lot of their pep talks. I've been doing some of their writing activations. This morning I did the 3 morning questions. It was a 7-minute, really vibey writing activation that I love. So I had my journal out. Yesterday I did a pep talk about tackling procrastination. There's a part of me that procrastinates quite a bit. So I love this. I love this. There's going to be an activation for you for this moment, for this day. It's incredibly supportive. So we actually interviewed Mimi Bouchard, the founder, not too long ago. Check out that interview. And we have a sample of one of the activations on our feed. So you can check that out as well. It's way easier to implement into your routine and far more effective than any other audio app out there. I've just noticed that I'm doing it much more consistently. So please don't miss out on this crazy deal. They rarely do discounts. On top of the 14-day free trial, get over 60% off your subscription for a limited time only at activation.com/almost30. Literally, there is no risk. If you change your mind and forget to cancel after the trial, you're covered by their money back guarantee. The offer is only available through their website, not on the App Store. So that's activations.com/almost30 for 60% off. It expires soon.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Therapy, y'all. I don't know. I don't know what I did before therapy, to be completely honest with you. I think I was kind of a mess, but you know, found it when I was meant to. But I have been going to therapy for about 6 years now, which is so crazy. So crazy, but it has changed my life, and I will continue to invest in therapy for as long as I can. I feel like it has totally, totally made my relationships better, made my career better. I am a better mom. I am a better wife. I am a better friend. I am a better daughter and sister. Y'all, it's just the gift that keeps on giving. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do, this is it. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you get matched and you're like, not quite a fit, they make it easy and it's free to change. But I've had a lot of friends try BetterHelp and love it. So I really, really encourage you to start therapy. It's been the best decision I've ever made for myself. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/almost30 today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/almost30.
Everyone that's starting them, I'm like, are you ready to do this forever? Like, I'm like, are you ready for the rest of your life commitment?
Yeah. Or just like the work that it takes on a week by week basis is very underrated.
Yes.
Did you, were you sad?
So much work.
Were you sad or did it feel weird?
I got a little sad for a second. I was like, I should be capitalizing on this audience more than anything. And then I was, you know, it's like, I mean, that's the main thing. It's just like, I built this, like, but I also like wanted to, you know, it's like, I could have stuck around. Like, I don't actually want to go back, but it's like a little nostalgic, but it's also cool to kind of like pass the baton and like see what happens next. I like what everybody's doing at Girl Boss. It's a really small team. Nobody from my team originally. But like, I love what I'm doing now and I'm so glad that I get to do it. And I wouldn't trade, you know, it's like everything happens for a reason. And this isn't like a, you know, resilience rebound kind of thing. I'm like, shit, I get to do what I want to do.
Yo, you seem so fucking happy. It's really beautiful to like see business class happen and just be like, oh yeah, she's the perfect person for that. Like, it just felt so right. And I was like, wow, like here we are and you're able to live the life that you like love. I want to talk about that a little bit, like your transition to doing this and now really you're able, and I think you've had more time to think about what kind of life you want to live and how you want your work to serve your life. Can you talk about that?
Totally. Yeah. This is something I've talked about and like dreamed about and we wrote articles about, you know, in Girl Boss, just like, don't sign up for too many things. You need to focus. And I just never did that. You know, Girl Boss as a business became conferences, a podcast, retreats, brand partnerships, a newsletter, other editorial content. Like,
this is our life.
Oh, yeah. And a social network that we built instead of just like used another platform. So don't do that. We use one called Mighty Networks to put our community on. It's really great. And now I'm taking everything I learned and baking it into a course. So Girl Boss inspired a really broad group of women, like women generally. We gave them tools and advice. It wasn't really like an educational platform per se. So I like to say that, you know, Nasty Gal gave women confidence. Didn't give it to them, but we like, you know, helped them like slip into it. Girl Boss provided inspiration, and that was for career women and, you know, salary negotiations and wage gaps and everything, you know, we really covered. And Business Class is really focused on entrepreneurs, bootstrapped entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs who are like building their businesses now. And it's not gendered. It's the first brand I've ever made that doesn't have the word girl or gal in it. And it really is for everybody.
Oh, damn, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. I know, I didn't either. Mm-hmm. And then this women's movement comes around, they're like, what do you have to say about it? I'm like, oh my God, I'm not qualified. I'm like, I wrote a book called Girl Boss in like 2014. Like, I don't
100%.
Definitely.
And also, can't you're welcome. Be that.
But I had to be that voice. Yeah.
Truly. And to kind of, to have that like identity morph, you know, like it's just been so cool to see. Like, I have to say, you know, just being, you know, fans of yours throughout the years and now seeing you do Business Class, it's just, it looks from our vantage point very seamless in how you transition, but I can imagine that it's not, and it can be emotional and hard.
It can be. And I didn't answer your question. So I decided to do one thing, and it's an online course that I've, you know, it's pre-recorded. It's hours of video. It's really beautiful, highly produced video, 200 pages of worksheets, and you get this flight manual. You print out all your worksheets and put it in there. And I do live weekly Zoom calls. It's not like hands-off. We launch it twice a year, so we're launching it again soon. It's takebusinessclass.com. I'll just whatever, throw it out there. But this allows me to not like put on a conference every time the company needs to make money. Or, you know, even with podcasts, like you can make money doing podcasts. It's a really great opportunity to build an audience. But I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do something. I just want to have like some freedom. And if that means less money now, like that's okay. And I'm in a very, you know, fortunate position to be able to say something like that. So business class is something where it's like, you know, we launch it twice a year. It's really, you can only enroll for like 2 weeks in the spring and 2 weeks in the fall. Can't buy it the rest of the year. And then, you know, I take students week by week through 10 weeks of the content. And each week a flight drops, which is a module. And within each of those are legs. And those are lessons. And, you know, after those 10 weeks, like we've really guided them. We have a community called The Lounge, of course, like endless airline puns. But then they have access to it for life. But like come summer, like I'm not, you know, they've really gotten a lot of guidance from myself, my team, and the community as the content is being released. And then like maybe I can peace out for a month, mm-hmm. you know? So I want things to look more like projects rather than like you guys are doing a membership now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like you do that in a podcast, you keep doing that. And like, mm-hmm. I've done it for 15 years and it's fun and you can build a really big business that way. And I'm just kind of like, I'm like saying no to anything that feels like I'm going to have to do, like be on the hook for it, mm-hmm. you know?
And yes.
I really kind of want to have a weekly podcast. Like I have a large audio audience, but it's just like, it doesn't fit into this thesis I made that is like, this is what, if I choose to do things, it has to be this criteria. I have to enjoy it. It has to be hopefully have like a high margin. Mm-hmm. It like has to, and there's stuff I do that's free, has to be kind of project-based. So a book is like a finite project. You know, this course is not a project, but it's not in the same intensity all year round. So that's why I did it. But I also did it because I just have learned way too much. Mm-hmm. Like for those 15 years and just have so much to share, I'd rather share than just like keep learning and I am learning, mm-hmm. but also this, the kind of time, not time, but focusing on one thing really allows me to give the business class students like the best mm-hmm. kind of experience and as much of my time as possible. So,
yeah. And also it's like with the, you not doing audio now because you're doing business class, it's like, what's the high value for me personally thing over making money? It's like, of course you can make money doing everything, doing anything. If you have an engaged audience, yeah. you could do whatever, you could do a show, but it's like, what's my priority? My priority is my life. And I think that happens with a lot of creators where they keep adding on because there's opportunity with like an audience. So it's like, I'm going to do a podcast. I'm going to do a newsletter. I'm going to do a blog. I'm going to do all these things. And really it's like by honing in on one thing, it's really beautiful. And I think that project lifestyle is like pretty, pretty baller. With the transition out from Girl Boss, was there ever like a time in between where you had this idea, or did you have this idea already where you felt like, what am I going to do? Like, was there ever a period where you're like, oh my God, I have no idea what I'm going to do?
Yeah. You know, we had talked about doing online courses at Girl Boss and it was just like, how many more things can we possibly do and do well? And so it kind of always got tabled. I've watched the space. There are really successful course creators out there who have like, you know, they've proven like, you know, the ways you can do this, I'm able to kind of learn from them. So I am not like reinventing the wheel, trying to like invent a new business model. We're a media company and we're an events company and we're a podcast network and we're a social network. And like, it's easy to say what I do now. I had thought about what would be next, but I hadn't like named anything. You know, and I actually, what I wanted to go do was like be talent. I was like, great, I'll just be an influencer. And I was like, wait, I have to take like videos of me like doing my makeup and like 100%. Before and after like food videos 100%. And like dance.
Like, I have to hold this vitamin next to my face.
Yeah. And I'll like, I'll take brand partnerships, you know, once in a while if they're brands that I really love. But I was like actually planning to like really double down on the influencer thing. And then I was just like, am I too old for this? Like, I have an audience, but that's just not like where I come from. I have an audience because I accomplish things not because I don't know how to talk about it, but it just didn't seem right. And so I was like, okay, well, what else gives me autonomy and allows me to kind of like express what it is that I think I have to share with the world, and also doesn't feel like soul sucking, like dancing and like, I just can't pointing at things for reels. I'm going to figure out TikTok. So this kind of, I started kind of getting interested in this space, and I very quickly was like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to figure it out. And named it, like I was just like on a hike with my boyfriend and was like, you know, the advice for course creators is to name it something just very obvious, like, you know, business class or like founder school or like Lady Boss University or whatever, like something that makes it really clear that like, oh, it's an online course teaching business, or like, you know, Jasmine Starr has something called, it's like, it has the word social in it, right? So that's like, and she's has a really successful course business. So I was like, oh my God, it has to be descriptive. Like, that's so boring. Like, nothing I do is really descriptive. They're like, the girl boss wasn't really supposed to be descriptive. And then people were like, I'm a woman and a boss, but I'm just a boss. Like, don't call me a woman. I'm just a boss.
That's like years of your life.
Just like, that's not like, it's actually just a word that like means like, cool, you're in control of your life. It's not like female boss. Like, my gender doesn't matter. Oh my God.
You're like, I got to get out of here.
Don't argue with me. And, you know, I was on a hike and I was like, you know, self-made university, just like saying like stuff that's like self-made school. I'm sure all of this exists, you know, entrepreneurship academy. And then I was like, business class. And I was like, what? I was like, okay, maybe I'm on, that's funny. And so that was that. And I was like, okay, great. I'm going to make it like Pan Am themed. And it was so just, you know, genius. A blast to build. And we used all existing, you know, software. So I'm sure you guys for your membership are using, you know, one of these platforms. I'm using something called Kajabi to host.
That's what we're using.
Our online course. It's really great. Like, you don't have to, you know, and that's why I really am focused on bootstrapping for entrepreneurs. It's like, you don't have to build this software. It's all out there. And it actually all talks to each other. Like, there are, you know, integrations for like all the software you need that just makes it like so much better than having to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
And it's, I love the theme of it. And I think just the humor that you bring and the personality, just again, not only because you are doing it, but it just, it makes it so different and unique. I guess like, you know, speaking of just bringing kind of light to entrepreneurship, I guess, what about the way you're sharing this information and teaching people is super unique?
Well, one, it's funny. And it's like weird to be like, I'm funny.
I know, honestly, that's like,
it's true.
It's hard, but it's true to be like, I'm funny.
You're like, I don't really take myself seriously. And I'm pretty like candid about like what I've done right and like, especially what I've done wrong. And I think a lot of these courses are taught by people who, you know, have, or like maybe they're like MBAs, it's like Stanford University's executive education, or then it's like the person who is teaching you how to build a business may have built a business, but the only business they built was teaching courses. And there's just, you know, there's e-commerce businesses, there's, you know, consultants and freelancers and, you know, service-based businesses and, you know, financial advisors, you know, in business class, there's such a range of students. And, you know, there's really, it feels like it's kind of narrow who it is that there have been made courses for. And also in terms of the perspective I bring and having had 100 employees and having raised venture capital and having bootstrapped, you know, Nasty Gal to $28 million in revenue, like I've kind of been in the shoes of, and it's mostly women, it's not called girl anything, but of primarily the women who have become students. And I think, you know, seeing somebody who doesn't take themselves too seriously and a brand that's like really funny and punny and not boring. It doesn't feel like sterile, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Learning a business from someone uneducated seems to be the way.
So that's our way. Yeah. And with, in it, how much of it for people because is mindset versus tactical? Because I feel like so often it's like for a lot of entrepreneurs, so much of it is the actual doing and trying rather than like actual skills that you learn. Or what's your thought on that balance?
There's a lot out there for mindset. And it's not my strong suit. Like my strong suit is there's some mindset stuff at the mm-hmm. beginning of business class. We talk about your strengths and weaknesses and that's okay. And, you know, we get clarity on our idea and, you know, confidence that like, we're going to learn a lot more and we're going to do it together. But I'm not like a mindset coach per se. And there's so many people that are so great at that. And I can share what's worked for me, but I don't have like a proven formula or like 3 steps to like cure your bad mindset or anything like that. I think mindset's incredibly important. But a mindset without taking action is just like, that's sweet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's nice.
100%. What works
really,
for you?
Like you kind of have to. So business class, I guess to answer your question is really about like, here's how you do things, not what it is. Yes, what it is. First, yes, of course we establish that, but it's like, here's some skills. Here's, let's think about this together. Let's work through it. And, you know, the worksheets and in the videos, and you can ask me questions rather than like, you know, should I start a business? Mm-hmm, like for yes. people who know they're going to start a business.
100%. Yeah. What do you think stops most people from starting a business? Like they want to, but what stops them?
I mean, lack of confidence, not knowing if their idea is a good idea, fear of failure, having a hard time choosing, like they have like a few ideas. And then largely just like people get stuck. They get stuck in their own head and they don't know what to do next. Like they hit a wall. And that's really common. You know, you guys are, and I am, and probably any like entrepreneur who's listening to this is kind of an accidental entrepreneur. You're like, a podcast would be fun. You're like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. Like I run a real business and I'm like, cool, I sell vintage. And then I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Forbes? And we're just like, nobody told us what to do. And there's fractured kind of resources out there, but it's like, who are these people giving that advice? So, you know, it's like, great, I have access to Shopify and Squarespace, but like, I don't know how to like run my company's, you know, checkbook or, you know, my company's finances or, you know, how do I really do customer experience well? You know, there are things that some come naturally to different people, but not everybody has it all. And so, you know, it's really important, I think, that people have this more comprehensive view before they get into it and are feeling their way around in the dark and then eventually feeling themselves to have this, I'd like to be this little periscope for them. Like, hey, I can see this thing around the corner.
I am juggling quite a bit lately. I have a new baby, 6 months in, and we are finishing our book and running a business and a marriage and a house. And it's just a lot, but everything is all good and just my dream, but it's a lot. But I have found that if my health routine is on point, then everything runs smoothly. And one huge piece of that routine is my supplementation. And Symbiotica has just always been a constant in my routine. If you haven't heard of Symbiotica, they're a health and wellness company that does everything with intention. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like I know them. Shervin has been on the podcast many times. I just have seen how passionate, how incredibly intelligent, how dedicated he is to creating products that are clean, plant-based, without toxic or harmful chemicals, which we need more of that in the world. So let me just run you through what I'm taking. I take the vitamin D3 K2. It's the liposomal form. I just squirt 20
12 little pumps in my mouth every single morning. I also take their B12. I'm also obsessed with the liposomal vitamin C. I have these little packets. Whether it's winter or whatever season, it's obviously great for immunity, but it also is amazing because it has biotin, one of nature's most beautifying ingredients. So I've seen an improvement in my skin, hair, and nail growth as well. I do have mom brain, but I'm doing my best to just support my brain health in any way. So for brain health, focus, and memory, I really love taking their liposomal magnesium L-threonate. It's an innovative form of magnesium that is able to cross the blood-brain barrier. It supports brain health, mood, immune system function, and overall well-being. It's incredible and tastes amazing. It's like this yummy vanilla cream flavor. That's the thing with Symbiotica products. They taste unbelievable. So it really makes taking all of these supplements so easy, so yummy, and I actually look forward to it. So if you want to give Symbiotica a try, there is no better time. Right now is the time. Symbiotica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O-T-I-K-A. Use our code ALMOST30, 20% off site-wide. So major. And then when you bundle and subscribe, which I highly recommend because you never want to run out of anything, you're going to get an extra discount. So just do it up. Symbiotica.com and use the code ALMOST30 for 20% off site-wide.
Partner.
Like if I know that I'm going to like have steps A to P, I'm like, wow. Like that's kind of half of the battle for a lot of, you know, people is having that blueprint and that support.
Totally.
Have you had to like, you know, coming from doing the venture capital thing, doing the bootstrapping thing with two huge businesses and then, you know, leaving both of them and now doing this, have you had to retrain your nervous system or like, you know what I mean? Because I'm sure you're used to being so stressed out and like so just like...
Go
mm-hmm. with the business yeah. to now having a business that you run that you feel so much more fluid with.
Yes, but I also feel like it was kind of overdue. So yes. It doesn't feel, I'm still super busy. Like I'm working like long days, but I'm not, you know, and yesterday I was exhausted at like 5 and ordered a pizza and got in bed and caught mm-hmm. up on The Bachelor. So like there are days that are really exhausting. But I find myself getting back into the trap of like exploring things that I could do just to do them and getting on phone calls to see what that could be about. And, oh, I want to do, you know, I want to create merchandise. And I was very seriously considering a podcast and there's other stuff that I'm trying to, you know, having a course that's on like all the time and I'm always promoting it like masterclass.com. And then I have other coaches come in and they do courses. It's like, of course I could build a business doing that, but it's actually Galen, my partner, who's like, that's not what you said you were going to do. And I'm like, oh yeah,
love you're that. Right. Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of helps hold me accountable because I would just keep chasing things. So I haven't completely reset my like mindset, but yeah, it's like, I'm really loving being at home, mm-hmm. but, so that doesn't just like, I just love being at home. And
your house is so sick.
I know it's the most beautiful.
Your house is so beautiful.
Thanks.
Do you have fun like creating a home?
I'm like, do you have fun in a home?
I created it so long ago and I like bought all this like nice furniture that I was then like, whoa, that's overpriced. Like after I, you know, I've decorated the house and I'm like, if I ever redecorate, I'll never like buy stuff that nice again. So it's just like this, like, you know, it's just like this
relic
thing that, yes. that, yeah, like this thing that represents a time in my life where I used to spend like an obscene amount of money on like a sofa and I can't replace it. I'd have to like, won't be as good. So yes, it was fun to decorate in like 2013, but hasn't changed much since.
That's fucking beautiful.
How was your team changed. Mm-hmm. So in terms of like managing your team and like just your leadership style, has that changed?
Yeah. It changed so much with Girl Boss. Mm. I feel like I got a lot right at Girl Boss because I learned what not to do at Nasty Gal. I didn't really know what leadership was. I learned the hard way by people telling me what it wasn't and like being what it wasn't. And with Girl Boss, I really had a chip on my shoulder to go back in and say, you know what, like maybe I can do this better. and to prove to myself that I could build a happier, healthier culture. And, you know, it wasn't just me. I had incredible kind of executives with me doing that, who I learned so much from. And eventually, like, I think that we had like 20 something, maybe 25 employees at our peak. I have 3 now. And I really like that. I like working remotely. I get a lot done. My team gets a lot done. You know, we have all of these tools to, you know, collaborate, whether it's, you know, project management stuff or Zoom, or we use this awesome thing called Tandem. That's a kind of like audio, like you can turn video on it, but like, it's just really nice. It's like co-working. You just like drop in and be like, hey, rather than like, let's get on a Zoom. It's just almost like, it's really good. It's called Tandem. So, you know, I think technology has made it really easy for us to collaborate. And again, with the course business, you know, for each course we sell, it doesn't mean it costs us more money, or that eventually, sure, customer care. We have Jasmine, who's our, you know, one customer experience manager. But beyond that, it's not going to be like, oh my God, we have to hire like a newsroom and salespeople and event producers and, you know, oh gosh, we have to create more e-guides and more newsletters. And it's like, it's efficient. It's a very efficient business. So I'm trying to keep the number of employees I have as small as I can in proportion to the size of the business. Of course, without anybody burning out, but there's, you know, a lot of automations in the business and things that make it easier to run than any other business I've had in the past.
What's your favorite module? Like, or your favorite flight leg? What's your favorite leg?
My favorite flight is the branding flight. I think it's number 5. It's 3 or 5. I think 5 is marketing. And yeah, it's just like we go through kind of what are our references? What are we like borrowing from different, you know, not just like, oh, I'm in fashion, let me go look at other fashion designers I like, but borrowing from like, you know, the culinary world and automotive world and interiors and like putting together these, you know, concepts that are, you know, borrowing from like asymmetrical kind of like industries or mediums that we can then take and turn into something that feels really new, and then put together a mood board. And then on the Zoom call we had that week, I had the creative director who worked on the business class branding with me on the call, and we did a screen share and we did like teardowns of everybody's. We were like, this feels like a different brand than that. Like, I love what you have on the right side, but this like image doesn't make sense here. This feels kind of like I've seen this before. And then with logos and other stuff, we were like, that one's kind of busy. I'm not sure I see the word that you think is in there. Like, so it was really cool to give people live feedback in that way. And, you know, people built brands, they build websites on top of those brands. They build Instagram accounts on, you know, so it's like branding is my favorite. I mean, yes. I think this is like no surprise.
Yeah. You're like,
yes, quite obvious.
Iconic.
you mentioned, I was watching some of the just genius marketing for business class, and you were talking about legal documents. I was like, oh damn, if we had like 10 of the most important legal documents, I mean, hello. I would love to know just kind of like in your experience, the importance of being prepared and versed on the legal side of business.
Yeah, it's really important, but you don't have to know everything. I think you need to know, just call an attorney. Like if you're getting into business with somebody, if you're sharing your ideas with somebody, you know, you should know like at what point you need to call someone or set something up so that you're protected. You know, in an ideal world, contracts never have to be referred to ever again. You sign it and everybody understands what's supposed to happen. And you don't have to go look at it to figure out what you've all agreed to, because that probably means that something's not happening. So agreements are, you know, they're good for clarity. And I think they can also be good for like worst case scenarios. I'm pretty buttoned up when it comes to that stuff. It's easy to just be like, yeah, whatever, you know, I trust you. But with anybody that I work with, it's important for everybody to have clarity, because not even like from a legal perspective, but just from dynamic of, who's doing what. Okay. Like, it's just, especially with friends, like,
yes,
working with friends, I just generally advise against working with friends.
Yes. Why do you say that? I agree. Why do you say that?
Well, it's one thing if you're co-founders. It's one thing if you're co-founders. I've never had a co-founder. I think it's different if you're like employing friends or like hiring friends.
Yeah, for sure.
That's different because it just, the dynamic changes. It also makes the rest of your team feel weird. Like, oh, that's their friend. Like, I can't tell them like that person is not doing their job. Or like, there's, even if you don't favor that person, there's like an assumed favoritism that makes the rest of your team feel a certain way. And I lost a friend. I lost like one of my best friends of like, I don't know what, 15 years by like a misunderstanding. Like, it's like a longer, it's not that long of a story actually, but that just sucks. Like, mm-hmm. I would never, you think you're kind of like supporting your friends and giving them opportunities, and you totally are, but then there's just, you're always running that risk of something getting weird. Even if you both have really good intentions, people view the world in different ways. And when it comes to someone's livelihood or their talent or their, financial security, and then your friendship, it's like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't think you'd do this to me. It's like, if it's just an employee, it's like, well, yeah, you're not doing your job. It's just a lot simpler. Mm-hmm. It's really different when it's a friend. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot, whenever we have women that, they're probably your future clients of Business Class, but like talk to us about business and they're like, I want to start a podcast or I want to do something with a friend. I'm like, we are very lucky and we work really hard on our relationship and we're really thankful to have such a strong relationship, but I don't think it's super normal. And it was funny because when we first started business, I was like, oh my God, employ all our friends or like work with all of our friends all the time. And then you do it once or twice and you're like, oh my God, they're the best friend in the world, but we don't communicate the same or we're not as like, we just work differently. Everyone works differently and especially in the creative space. So I was like, you know what? I don't know if I want to mix the friends with business. So that it's funny because I was talking to Lindsay about your friends and like how you view friends before this, because you are such a person that is associated with girl boss, you're associated with like feminine, like female empowerment stuff. How do you view your female relationships and like how have those changed, over the years?
Yeah, I feel like I have really good relationships with the women in my life. I'm not like a girl's girl, whatever that means. Most of my friends like have been dudes, but like I have like a very small group of really, really like close female friends. I mean, it's like stuff can get more kind of like complicated with female friendships. I've had very few fallings out, but there's, the one I mentioned really, really sucked. Mm-hmm. And that was just something that they divorced me and like, I can't, it's like, no matter what I do, like I don't get my friend back. And it's just like, I don't think that the punishment really fits the crime.
Yeah.
I don't really think it was that much of a crime, but, so they're pretty like, I'm not super like the feminine energy, divine, like I'm just not like that.
100%.
I want to know when there's a full moon, but I don't know what to do when it happens.
Totally.
Meow.
I do have a crystal.
I see that. It looks dope. But that's all like stylish. That's just the stylish crystal, honey. You got the real one. That's like my favorite thing about your career is like how you are so... like you're just so unique and you're so badass, but like you were behind a girl boss brand, which kind of turned into something that is not like always you, because it's like girl boss, pink, all these things. And you're just so like artsy, creative, unique, and all these. So I was like, oh, that's such an interesting thing that that's kind of morphed into that.
Yeah, it just all kind of seems to keep happening. I don't know. That might be like the deepest thing I've ever said.
As facts. How do you, what's like your mental health, self-care game like? You know, as an entrepreneur, we're just learning, like we're 4 years in, but yeah, I mean, we are no good for this business unless we are taking care of ourselves. And we hear that a lot, but not necessarily, people are not necessarily understanding like what that could look like within the scope of like having these full days of trying to build a business.
Totally. You know, I usually stop working around, I try to stop working at like six. You know, sometimes I'll walk the dogs at like 4:30 or 5 when the sun's setting and then come back and like eat dinner and then go back to my computer. I don't start my day super early. I set an alarm for 7:30 yesterday and I got up at like, I think pretty close to 9.
That a girl.
But we also like stay up late watching like TV. You know, it's like self-care for me is like eating food and sometimes watching TV and, you know, I have a little weird little sauna bed over here. Like I'll lay in that thing and I like hanging out with my dogs. I drink a lot of coffee. I take like some supplements, but I'm not super consistent and I exercise like once a week. So I don't have like a special routine. It's really actually like I shame myself every day for like every day, every like, you know, time I sit down to start my work day, I'm like, didn't you do yoga? I didn't do the Sam Harris app. I should be meditating. Like, you know, I drink coffee. I should have drank water with lemon. Why can't I be like everybody else? And I'm just like, I want to be that person.
No, you eat super, you eat super clean. I remember you like when we last saw you, you had just done keto. I don't know if you're still keto.
Yeah, I'm still keto. But it's not like super hardcore. I mean, it's like I don't eat sugar and I don't eat grains, but I'm not like counting my macros right now, but I eat like protein and vegetables and there's plenty of artificial, like, you know, monk fruit sweetener and things that can make things taste good, like this coffee. And this is a brand called Taika. It's like adaptogenic.
Oh, I love Taika. Look at you. See?
I was drinking Taika earlier.
You're so good.
Invested in them.
So oh my gosh.
I love the yellow can.
That's what you had today. The
macadamia.
Macadamia.
I kept thinking that's about that favorite. Can, how the numbers on it. And I'm like, and I literally had for a minute today looking at the can. I was like, that's where we are in 2021. We're like, that's like cool. You know, like we're so mobile tech focus that like a number on a can is like what's up right now. In one of your posts recently, you talked about being 99% sober. And that's pretty much what, you know, we are is pretty much sober. We drink every once in a while. Was that intentional? And how has that like changed? Has that changed anything in your life?
I mean, pre-COVID, I said no to a lot more because it was just like not as fun if I wasn't drinking. So it definitely like pre-COVID, because I pretty much stopped drinking, I was like making food at home anyway. You know, I was like, I don't want to do business dinners. Like everyone, nobody wants to start eating dinner at like, I want to sit down for a business dinner at 5 so I can be home at like 7.
Yes.
Like people want to have dinner at 7 and then it's like, I don't want to get home at 9:30. Totally. Like I'm giving you like the whole rest of my day. I don't like catching up, you know? So like, I don't just like having meetings, you know, it's like there's a few friends that like, I want to make sure I see every so often, but like, you know, it's just easy to get stuck in this game of like hanging out, like for business, you know, it's like I drank my way to the Rolodex that I have. And that was fun. I was in my 20s. It was awesome, but I just like, I don't want that anymore. I also, my boyfriend, Galen, there was just like too many times where I was like throwing up and he was like, you can't just have one. And I'm like, yeah, I can't have one. And he was like, this is gross. Like, I don't want to be around this. He was like, this is gross. Like, you can't keep doing this.
Damn.
And I was like, do I have to choose like alcohol or my boyfriend? Get this. We were in the south of France at the Hotel du Cap.
And
as you do.
Mm-hmm. Which is, no. So the way I ended up there was that my husband, his sister was like going to get married in the south of France. And he was like, this guy was like, I don't like nice things. And I was like, okay, well, Airbnb. I was like, I wanted to stay at this hotel. And I was like, okay, we'll just get like a cheap Airbnb in the south of France. Great. And then he fucking left me. And I was like, okay, well, this is not a refundable airline ticket. So I was like, great. Like, Galen, like, let me just change the ticket. And like, we're going to stay at the fucking Hotel du Cap. And it was like 3 months after we had started dating. So it was like really fun. And of course, we're in the south of France and I'm like drinking. And we end up in our hotel room and I'm just like spinning. And of course, I think I'm funny and fun and
flirty.
So witty. Yeah. And he's like laying on the bed. He's like clothed, but his shirt was like unbuttoned. And he's just like laying on the, I mean, there's nowhere to like sit in the room even. And I was just like, just kind of like sitting on the bed. And then I was like, oh, I think I'm going to barf. And I thought it'd be really funny to, you know, people's belly buttons like kind of go down like this sometimes. Like I like barfed a little bit in his belly button. I thought it was so funny. And so this is part of why I don't drink.
How did you control that barf? I mean, what do you mean?
I don't know. It's just a little barf.
Oh my God. And he's like, all right, 3 months in. Yeah. Noted.
He's like, I fucking okay.
Love that. Oh my God.
Weirdo. And then I ordered a grilled cheese and like fell asleep before it got there. And then when like I woke up, like the grilled cheese had got there and I was like spinning and then I just started screaming help when like the guy was bringing the food in and poor Galen was like, I didn't like, this is, I just consensual. Oh like I was like, help. So that's like things like that.
Yes. 100. Yeah. We've all have that.
We've literally.
I kind of stopped because I had a mortified not the puke.
Many belly buttons, okay?
Yeah, not the puke in the tiny belly button story. But I did remember one time a friend the next day was like, do you remember seeing me last night? And her face, I was like, no. Her face was disgusted. She was like, oh, you were like really fucked up.
Mm.
And I was like, damn, I look ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, I looked like a monster. And I remember I had heels on that were like 8 inches high that night. I was like, I had really tall heels on and I looked fucking dumb. Like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you go to conferences, you know, I was like, you know, I used to drink and be like, yes. Hey, shoulder rub, like, cool, let's do business or whatever. And then when I stopped drinking, I like still tried to go to them and it was fine. But it's like, I just forgot. I was never on the sober side of like, okay, it's like 8 p.m. Like we ate our like, you know, finger food. Now it's time for everyone to have like wine or whatever. And all these like executives are like tipsy and like slurring their words.
Yes.
And like, I didn't notice that when I was drinking and to be like, whoa, this is like a professional thing. And like, this guy's like breath smells like barf. And like, I was just like, this is crazy. How did I not know that this was what this all looked like?
I hated that culture. When I was in corporate, I hated that culture of like having dinner late, staying out late, them going to the bar and just like the creepiness kind of. There was always like a little bit of a creepy factor around everyone. And I just felt like we're forcing it. I'm like, everyone's kind of forcing it. Everyone doesn't really want to be here. And we're getting so drunk because for me and my job, I was like, I don't think anyone really likes their job. So everyone's getting fucked up. But yeah, I saw that.
I thought it was so fun, but until I stopped. So.
Oh my God. All right. Well, I would love to just end by telling everyone, one, when business class is going to be available again and who, just reiterating like who this is for.
Yeah. So business class, our second voyage takes flight on March 24th. So that's when you can enroll. The doors are open for a couple weeks and then enrollment closes. It's for entrepreneurs. It's for someone who isn't like, maybe I should do something. It's for someone who's like, I have like an idea. Like, I think I can do something with that, but I need help refining it. I need help with branding, building a website, understanding like how to actually do this without like completely fucking it up and be in a group with a lot of other amazing business owners who are like figuring out the same things that you are in like a really safe environment where there's guidance from me and there's guidance from the group. And, you know, someone who's been there is like telling you like, okay, like I've been there. This is like what I wish I knew.
Love it. Love it. So good. And last question. What are you excited to receive like more of in your life now that you have more time and space?
Just peace. Just like some peace.
Love that. Feel that. I'm ready to receive more of your vacation pics.
Yeah.
I really enjoy your vacation pics.
I know. What happened to vacations?
I know, babe. We'll be ready when you're... We'll be ready for your vacations when you're back.
We'll meet you in the south of France.
Yeah, honestly.
Belly buttons out.
Oh, and also on that diving board. You know, there's like a diving board into the ocean there. Yes. Like at that hotel.
I'm saying yes and I'm like, no.
I know from Instagram.
There's like pictures yes, like famous people on it and stuff. This is like so... It's like so like weird to talk about this hotel, but... I tried to dive off of it. You know, it's like right by the pool and all these like people are, you know, drinking their like spritz or whatever. I tried to dive off of it into the ocean and I full on belly flopped and I screamed like I was like, ah! Like screamed like a teenager, like really loud, like before I belly flopped and all these like French and Italian people were like, like, oh no, I'm from Sacramento.
Yeah, literally. You're like my American showing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you guys.
You're the best.
It's so fun to watch you do your thing. Mm-hmm. So here to support
Likewise.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see you later.
We'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye,
thank Bye,
you.
Everybody.
Bye. Thank you so much, Sophia. If you haven't listened to our first episode with Sophia, definitely check it out. And her business class program is open for enrollment. So check it out. Go to businessclass.com.
Yeah, thank you so much to our lovely sponsors. You guys know that we only work with brands that we truly love, and we're really grateful for their support. They help us bring this free content to you every Tuesday, Thursdays, and they help us get on amazing guests like Sophia.
Yeah, thank you. For this episode, sponsorships by Aloha, Blue Blocks, Flex Fit, Hum Nutrition, and SoulCycle. You can find discounts and other information in our show notes as well as on almost30.com. Thank you all for subscribing. And if you love the show, a kind review always means so much to us. And just pass along episodes to friends who you feel like could benefit from listening. That means a lot to us. We will see you back here every Tuesday and Thursday. Until then.
Until then. We love you guys so much. Have a great week.
Bye.